Let
man,
Nathan.
How you doing?
I'm doing
first
great.
First of all, happy birthday to you, Sybil. Jay, how you doing?
Thank
Tom,
you.
I want to hear what up, family. Let me hear that, man. Let me hear that.
What's up, family?
That's
what we want to hear.
There we go.
And what's up to the family down in St. Louis? You know, Tom, there hasn't been many days since I was off the air that I've felt a loss, a void of not being on the air as I have during this situation down in Ferguson. So to the family down there in St. Louis, please tell Michael Brown's family that I'm doing everything I can on Basin Live on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to support them. You know, the great thing about being on in the afternoon, man, is that we had a chance to be on the air as all these marches were happening that we were organizing. So we were able to have a plan together. We were able to tell the truth about what was going on right before these things kicked off. So I miss you, family, and in times like this, it really is hard to be on the sidelines. But I'm sure it's all going to work out.
What are you telling your boys in your mentoring classes there in Orlando?
Perfect. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's what I've been preparing for. Tomorrow's actually my first day of class. You know, I'm in there every week. I'm paying for all their college. We spend time with them on the weekend. We're going to go check out that football movie this weekend. I get together with them and do things like that. And we're going to talk about, first of all, how to respond to the police. We do that at the beginning of every year. We bring police officers in. All of the boys have individual mentors that mad love to all the churches in the Orlando area who pitched in and helped us get mentors. And also, the first two books that we're going to be reading is Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Dennis Kimbrough, Think and Grow Rich, because it's not just a mentoring issue, it's an economic issue. And we got to own those businesses in our community. That's part of the problem.
Based in, I mean, you must teach, I'm sure you teach the young men that you talk to when the police say, stop, get on your knees, put your hands up. What did Michael Brown? We don't know the facts.
I know. You know.
I would think that that's what you're teaching them, and it looks like that's what Michael Brown did.
Yeah. Then somebody needs to go teach these cops how to respond to us. You know, they're afraid of us, and I don't think people understand. It's a lot of policemen, both black and white, are afraid of us. And if you don't have a relationship, and this is what the captain has been saying down there in Ferguson, you have to have a relationship with the people. Back in the day, I'm sure you all old enough to remember this, the cops were on the beat, man. We actually touched the cops. We talked to the cops. We sat out on the park benches with the cops, man. So we had a relationship, and I think that's part of the problem right now.
That's one of the discussions that has come about, Michael, is the fact that the requirement that police officers and others who are public officers live in the community so that, you know, that's the symbolism of
right.
Ron Johnson coming back and saying, you know, I am with you because I am from you. I am, you know, of this community. And that is sorely lacking.
Yeah, we knew him. I mean, we knew him personally on first name basis. So, and this occupation they got going on, whoever's orchestrating this nonsense, man, this is some Keystone Cop nonsense that's going on down there. And the more force you show, it feels like an occupation, and people are not going to take that. And mad love to all the protesters out there in St. Louis and all around the country. There was a protest in Atlanta. I know they did it in New York City. People don't want to be invisible. And when you're invisible, the only thing you have to protest have to do to see that you're not invisible is to protest. That is the voice of the powerless. And that's exactly what you're seeing happening right now.
And so is that going to be a part of your discussion next week at the family reunion?
Absolutely. That and relationships, which is the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of business, the foundation of family. You know, we have to have relationships and mentoring, and you know, there's so many issues we have to talk about. Again, one of the reasons why I miss radio, and more importantly, why I love what we're doing on Facebook every day is you know, we're having these conversations every day.
And for people who want to be a part of this, obviously, you're still available to, tickets are available to come to the Tom Joyner Family Reunion with Allstate. And not only are we going to be, you know, having all of these discussions, Michael, and about what we need to do and how to get our lives in order and our relationships and to protect our children. But at nighttime, we're going to have an opportunity, and you're going to be able to get your dance on and get your party
right.
on with a lot of other people, too. So tickets are, are still available for that. But also, not only are the tickets available for the shows like the Jacksons and what have you, but Michael is going to be auditioning people.
Yeah, for your stage play.
This is huge, man. You know, I want to bring back the Boomerang days, the Lady Sings the Blues, the Mahogany, and all this is a drive toward film. We all know that. I've been driving toward that from the very beginning. That's the thing that started me in writing in the first place. So if you think because you're unknown, it doesn't matter. I was an unknown radio personality. I was an unknown author. So you have to know that I'm going to be promoting unknowns in the auditions. Leah Daniels, Lee Daniels' sisters, of course, handling all the auditions. My manager, Pamela Exum. But if you got talent, man, we got one Hispanic. We got a Latina in the pool as well. So that's going to be hot, too. So make sure, Latina sisters, you come out. African-American men and women, it's for grown folks. If you can sing, that's really a plus. But not all the parts are singing parts. If you haven't read the book, Men Cry in the Dark, you can get it for 99 cents right now. Download on Kindle. So check it out. And Maintenance Man stage play is next. And hopefully we can get Billy D. Williams to come back and play the role of Melvin again.
Jay's available if Billy D. isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you okay, leave, man. Jay, I'm going to get back with you on that. Yeah. Man. I'm going to holler back.
It's like that family, seriously.
Can't get Billy D, but Jay is available.
Yeah, man.
But get back with
me. One of the gigolos, yeah. Jay.
If you don't mind having some gut on your leading man, I'm here, man.
Word, man.
Keep it real. Keep it real.
Let's keep it real, man.
It's about time a leading man had a cut.
Men Crying the Dark will be filmed completely in the dark.
Looking forward to seeing your family. Don't forget to join me on Bazin Live on Twitter, Bazin Live on Facebook, and Bazin Live on Instagram.
All right.
Hey, are you bringing the play to the cruise?
That's the plan. We're going to throw down. It's going to be hot.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. See you next week in Orlando.